Good evening, jazz lovers. This is Kent Lundquist along with my co-host Bill Satterley. I'd like to welcome you back to another fine 2 hours of modern mainstream jazz here on Sunday night on the 89.1 Lakeshore FM. And I'm going to continue my portion of the show with a salute to Riverside Records, that great independent label that was on the East Coast from 1952 to 1964. Riverside, along with Blue Note, Prestige, and Savoy, where the independent labels put out most of the great jazz during that era. The big studios, Columbia, RCA, Decca, Capitol, they kind of put their toe in the water when it came to modern jazz. And so the great stuff was really put out by the independent labels, founded by Orrin Keepnews and William Grauer. Now I'm going to kick off with one of Riverside's main artist, and that was Cannibal Adderley. He was not only a great alto sax player, but he contracted for a lot of the sessions and did some scouting for the label. This is, I think, one of his better albums called Things Are Getting Better. This is the title track with Milt Jackson on vibes, Wynton Kelly on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Art Blakey on drums. Let's listen to Things Are Getting Better. Thank you. alto sax man Cannonball Alley from his Riverside album Things Are Getting Better. That's the title track, written by Cannonball, with Neil Jackson on vibes, Linton Kelly on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Art Blakey on drums.
I'm going to go to the alto sound of Mike Smith, who is a local jazz player. And this is from a Delmark label, which is Bob Kester at the Jazz Record Mart. And it's Delmark's 40th anniversary of jazz, and it has 12 cuts on it. I'm going to play something by Mike Smith, who plays alto sax on this. This is from a CD entitled On a Cool Night, featuring him on alto, Ron Friedman on flugelhorn, Jimmy Ryan piano, John Whitfield bass, and Bob Rummage drums. All Chicago jazz players doing a tune entitled Genie. Mike Smith doing a tune called Genie.
I'm going to continue our salute to Riverside Records and do something by tenor man Johnny Griffin, who came out of DuSable High School in Chicago in the 40s, and he was one of the major artists that recorded for Riverside over the years. And we're going to do something from his album Johnny Griffin and the Big Soul Band. This was the first big band date that Riverside did. had a little big band, and did include Clark Terry on trumpet, Harold Mayburn on piano, Bob Branch on bass, Charlie Persip on drums. This is a traditional thing that was done by this big band, fronted by Johnny Griffin. It's called Wade in the Water. Tough tenor sax sounds of DuSable's own Johnny Griffin from his Riverside album, Johnny Griffin and the Big Soul Band doing a traditional composition, Wade in the Water.
Capitol put out a CD, Capitol Jazz, and it's the birth of the Cool Volume 2, so obviously there was a Volume 1. It features Jerry Mulligan Tenet, the Shorty Rogers and his Giants, and Miles Davis and the Metronome All-Stars. There are about 16 cuts on this, and I'm going to play something that was composed by Jerry Mulligan. It's entitled Walking Shoes, and it features Jerry on baritone, Chet Baker in his prime on trumpet, backed up with Pete Condoli. Bob Enevoldsen is on vibes, Bud Shank on alto, Joe Mondragon bass, Chico Hamilton drums, just to mention a few. So let's listen to Jerry's rendition of a tune entitled Walking Shoes. West Coast as it gets, Jerry Mulligan doing Walking Shoes.
Wes Montgomery from Indianapolis, great guitar player, recorded innumerable albums for the Riverside label over the years. He operated out of Indianapolis for most of his early career up until about 1959. Cannonball Alley was going through town, played a one-nighter there, and heard Wes Montgomery at a local club, and he ran back to New York City and said, "You got to sign this guy right now." So Orrin Keep News flew right down. 3 or 4 days later, they signed him up and recorded him. And this is from his Riverside album, the incredible jazz guitar of Wes Montgomery, and backed up by Tommy Flanagan on piano, Percy Heath on bass, his brother Tootie Heath on drums. And this is a Wes Montgomery composition called 4 on 6. Thank you. Guitar stylings of Wes Montgomery from his album, The Incredible Jazz Guitar of Wes Montgomery. That was the Wes Montgomery composition, 4-on-6, also some fine piano work there by the exquisite piano stylings of Tommy Flanagan.
I'm going to play a trio sound featuring Pete Jolly, which he is, I think, thought of as a West Coast artist for the most part. He's playing piano. He's backed up by Chuck Burgerhofer and... Nick Mestimus on drums. This is Burgerhofer on bass, doing a tune entitled The Man I Love. Thank you. was Pete Jolly doing a tune entitled The Man I Love.
Occasionally, Riverside Records would spotlight an overlooked veteran, and one of those overlooked veterans was the great tenor sax man and arranger Bud Johnson, who started out in the swing era with Louis Armstrong, was an arranger for Earl Hines. This is a Riverside album called Bud Johnson and the Four Brass Giants, the Four Brass Giants being Harry Sweets Edison, Ray Nance, Clark Terry, and Nat Adderley. And so we're going to listen to Bud Johnson on tenor sax. He did the arrangement. Piano work is by Tommy Flanagan. And this is an old song that's from the swing era written by Edgar Sampson, a great swinger called Blue Lou. Thank you. Bud Johnson on tenor sax, doing his arrangement of Blue Lou, an Edgar Sampson composition from the swing era, from a Riverside album called Bud Johnson and the Four Brass Giants, the Four Brass Giants being Harry Edison, Ray Nance, Clark Terry, and Nat Adderley.
Fresh Sounds came out with a CD of Annie Ross, and if you remember Lambert Hendrickson Ross, she was the Ross of that trio. The name of the CD is A Handful of Songs, and she's going to play a tune entitled Let Me Love You.
Let me love you. Let me say that I do. If you lend me your ear, I'll make it clear the way that I do. Let me whisper it. Let me sigh it. Let me sing it, my dear, or I will cry it. Let me love you. Let me show that I do. Let me do a million impossible things so you know that I do. I'll buy you the dawn if you let me love you today. And if that's not enough, I'll buy you the first of May. Let me love you. Let me say that I do. The way that I do. Let me whisper it. Let me sigh. A million impossible things, so you know that I do. I'll buy you the dawn if you let me love you today. And tomorrow I'll send you. Tomorrow I'll send you. Tomorrow I'll send you merrily on.
Annie Ross doing Let Me Love You.
I'll turn to Evanston's Finest. That's Junior Mance, and he does, on the Riverside label, he does a Bronslaw Caper composition called Invitation. Let's listen to the piano stylings of Junior Mance.
Thank you.
Beautiful piano work of Junior Mance, backed up by a big band, arranged and conducted by Melba Liston, who was a great trombone player and arranger in her own right, and that the group included Clark Terry and Jimmy Cleveland on trombones, and that was from a Riverside album called The Soul of Hollywood. That composition was written by Bronislaw Caper. It's a great tune called Invitation, and I wish I could remember the theme, the movie that was from, but it slipped off the top of my head.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. I'm going to finish out the first hour of The Feeling of Jazz with Zoot Sims doing a tune entitled Honeysuckle Rose, featuring him on tenor sax, Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar, Buddy Rich on drums, and Milt Hinton bass. We ask you to stay tuned after this short break, and we'll be back with one more hour of mainstream jazz, so let's listen to Honeysuckle Rose.